is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People news bulletin. School shooting north of Miami killed 17. A gun violence website counting school shootings since Sandy Hook in Connecticut has found 272 shootings. 12 of the 272 shootings shown can be classified as mass shootings, events in which four or more people are shot. On average, there have been 7 school shootings each month, including episodes that were not mass shootings. The Senate had crafted an immigration compromise which failed to get a majority. In a rebuke to the president, senators voted overwhelmingly, 39-60, against the White House-backed bill, which would have committed $25 billion for a wall along the border with Mexico, placed strict limits on legal immigration, ended the diversity visa lottery, and offered 1.8 million dreamers an eventual path to citizenship. The stalemate on immigration continues. President Jacob Zuma is being replaced by Cyril Ramaphosa in South Africa and leaving a legacy of corruption and a weakened party inherited from Nelson Mandela. A scathing report found serious derelictions in a 10-day, $122,000 business trip the Secretary of Veterans Affairs took to Europe, which included airfare for his wife and extensive sightseeing. Secretary David J. Sulkin traveled to Denmark and London for meetings about health care for veterans, accompanied by his wife, a small staff, and a 6-person security detail. But nearly half of his time was spent visiting castles and other tourist sites. Idaho, by executive order of the governor, is deliberately proposing to issue health insurance that is not in compliance with the Affordable Care Act, both in scope of coverage and discrimination against prior health issues. For a second time, an appeals court, federal appeals court, has rejected the Trump travel ban. The Fourth Circuit, by a 9-4 vote, ruled that the latest ban most likely violated the Constitution's Establishment Clause, which forbids religious discrimination by the government. Majority based its conclusion in large measure on statements President Trump had made as a candidate and while in office. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.